A few verses further on in Luke's Gospel, Jesus suddenly appeared among the disciples, and they thought he was a ghost. Luke chapter 24, verses 36 through 46. Later, Philip suddenly disappears after the Ethiopian's baptism. Acts chapter 8, verses 28 through 40. These are all mysteries that quantum physics hints at solving, as though God is reeling us in with beautiful and fascinating concepts to try to explain these mysteries. Unpredictability is the norm. Unpredictability is the norm, and therefore requires faith, and, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, NIV. We see this concept in the Heisenberg uncertainty principle, which is a radical departure from classical physics in that it replaces dogmatic certainty with ambiguity. For example, humans are seen as observers outside the system who exert an effect that is unpredictable. And it is not just humans who are unpredictable. The unpredictability reaches down to the level of electrons and photons of light, which cannot have a definite momentum or position at the same time. Particles are neither particles nor waves because they are both. And as for quarks, bosons, and now prions and strings, they are simply all over the place. Quantum physics math predictions show unpredictability. You can try to mathematically predict uncertainty. Sounds strange, doesn't it? Quantum physics math prediction is all about mathematically showing this uncertainty, which basically undergirds free will. But you will never be 100% accurate in predicting exactly what another person is thinking, even someone you know very well. This is a God-ordained precept in which it is clear that no human knows another human's thoughts except that person and God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. The weather tomorrow, what your friend is going to say, what you will be doing at this time a week from today, in fact, all aspects of life in the future, these all follow Heisenberg's uncertainty principle. It gives us two options, faith or fear. I don't know what you are going to choose, but obviously, I hope it will be faith. Why worry about tomorrow? Your Heavenly Father knows what you need. Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 33. It's all about trusting that God is who He says He is. Heisenberg's uncertainty principle is a nightmare for classical physicists and others who try to explain away God and free will. Einstein, who could never reconcile himself to this random aspect of nature, famously pronounced Der alte verfällt nicht, which is translated, "The old man, that is God, does not play dice." Well, God is not playing dice. He is simply telling us to trust him and stop trying to control everything, which is a full-blown setback for the notion that the future can be accurately forecast. One cannot fathom the intent of God. Psalm 145, verse 3, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, Romans chapter 11, verse 33. Einstein simply looked at it from the wrong angle. The correct angle is found in Scripture. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. And many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. Proverbs 19, verse 21, ESV. American physicist Don Lincoln, a groundbreaking researcher of particle physics at Fermi National Accelerator Laboratory, captures very succinctly and clearly what I believe God is doing in science. We can move easily through air, but not through a wall. The sun transmutes one element to another, bathing our planet in warmth and light. Radio waves have carried man's voice to Earth from the surface of the moon, whereas gamma rays can inflict fatal damage on our DNA. On the face of it, these disparate phenomena have nothing to do with one another, but physicists have uncovered a handful of principles that fuse into a theory of sublime simplicity to explain all this and much more. This theory is called the Standard Model of Particle Physics, and it encapsulates the electromagnetic forces that make a wall feel solid, the nuclear forces that govern the sun's power plant, and the diverse family of light waves that both make modern communications possible and threaten our well-being. God's plans. Quantum physics, and neuroscience for that matter, do not provide ultimate answers. They are simply stepping stones in the development of our understanding of our Almighty God, another way of admiring God. Just as sound waves across the air, or big metal planes flying in the sky, or nuclear power were inconceivable before the discovery of atomic structure, so would unveiling a new layer of matter, or a new complex brain circuit, or a biochemical pathway, or a better understanding of genes reveal phenomena we cannot even begin to imagine. God pulls us along in exciting suspense in this enjoyable discovery of His creation. He is trying to show us that glory belongs to God, whose power is at work in us. By this power, He can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, God's Word. Let me point out the obvious. God created everything, and that includes science and physics, and He has revealed the laws of this material world we live in over the ages to help us understand Him. I am not being a materialist, far from it. I believe God is taking us through the material world into the spiritual world to get to know Him more deeply. Why, after all, did He put our soul and spirit in a physical body and place us in a physical world? Quantum physics is creeping into every field, causing confusion among scientists, dealing a death blow to the Newtonian dream, all because it points directly back to God, the old man who has ultimate control. I love it when His plans come together. Chapter 7 Summary. 1. There is the sensory world of our five senses. There is the world of electromagnetism and the atom, and then there is the deeper quantum world. 2. This quantum world challenges physicists' perception of linear time, orderly space, and fixed realities, and it turns on its head the Cartesian-Newtonian world that sees humans as machines with exchangeable parts. 3. Quantum physics, which is different from classical physics, is a way of explaining how the things that make up atoms work and making sense of how the smallest things in nature work. 4. Quantum means energy, so quantum physics also tells us how electromagnetic waves, like light waves, work. 5. Quantum mechanics is the mathematical framework used to describe this energy and how it works. 6. Quantum physics basically says, your consciousness affects the behaviors of subatomic particles. Particles move backward and forward in time and appear in all possible places at once, and the universe is connected with faster-than-light transfers of information. 7. Five main ideas are presented in quantum theory. Energy is not a continuous stream, but comes in small, discrete units. The basic units behave both like particles and like waves. The movement of these particles is random. It is physically impossible to know both the position and the momentum of a particle at the same time. The atomic world is nothing like the world we live in. 8. Quantum theory converts science's conception of humans from being mere cogs in a gigantic mechanical machine to being free-thinking agents whose conscious free choices affect the physical world. This is called the observer effect. 9. The Copenhagen interpretation of quantum theory says that the particle is what you measure it to be. This means our perceptions determine the outcome, We perceive the world through the thoughts, memories, we have built into our brains. 10. The quantum Zeno effect, QZE, is the repeated effort that causes learning to take place. 11. The law of entanglement in quantum physics states that relationship is the defining characteristic of everything in space and time. Because of the pervasive nature of the entanglement of atomic particles, relationship is independent of distance and requires no physical link. Everything and everyone is linked, and we all affect each other. 12. Thought signals seem to move faster than the speed of light and in ways that classical physics cannot explain. This means our mind controls matter and is therefore a creative force. 13. Humans are seen as observers outside the system who exert an effect that is unpredictable. And it is not just humans who are unpredictable. The unpredictability reaches down to the level of electrons and photons of light, which cannot have a definite momentum or position at the same time. Particles are neither particles nor waves because they are both. And as for quarks, bosons, and now prions and strings, they are simply all over the place. 14. The random and unpredictable nature of quantum physics is called the Heisenberg uncertainty principle. This principle is a way God shows us that we do not control the future. He does. 15. Quantum physics math prediction is all about mathematically showing this uncertainty, which basically undergirds free will. 16. I believe God is taking us through the material world into the spiritual world to get to know Him more deeply, and the quantum concept is part of this journey. Chapter 8. The Science of Thought. Main Scripture. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. James chapter 1, verse 21, ESV. Linked Science Concept. What you wire into your brain through thinking is stored in your non-conscious mind. The non-conscious mind is where 99.9% of our mind activity is. It is the root level that stores the thoughts with the emotions and perceptions, and it impacts the conscious mind and what we say and do. Everything is first a thought. The geodesic information processing theory is a scientific way of understanding this. The brain is not an input-output machine. You are not an input-output machine. You are not a computer mirroring the outside world. Your brain is designed to respond to your mind. You are intrinsically and brilliantly designed in the sense that your brain carries out the will of the spirit and the soul. Internal activity in your mind is where everything begins, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23, verse 7. The power of your thought life. In my research, I spent many years trying to understand science in terms of the truths of Scripture. I researched, developed, and tested a theory that can basically be described as explaining the science of thought, or, in simple terms, how we think and the effect of our thoughts on our brain, body, and mind. I applied this in many ways with my patients and in my research over time. Before I explain this in a simple way, let me tell you why I am doing this. When you understand the power of your thought life, which has been the emphasis of the first 7 chapters in this book, you truly begin to get a glimpse of how important it is to take responsibility for what you are thinking. Thinking is a powerful creative force, both a blessing and a curse, and should not be taken lightly. So in exposing you to a tested scientific theory, albeit briefly in this chapter, I am giving you some tangible proof, not the only proof, that God was so serious about us capturing our thoughts and renewing our minds that he gave us science as encouragement. Thomas More explains this so well in his book, Utopia. The scientific investigation of nature is not only a most enjoyable process, but also the best possible means of pleasing the creator. He has the normal reactions of an artist. Having put the marvelous system of the universe on show for human beings to look at, since no other species is capable of taking it in, he must prefer the type of person who examines it carefully and really admires his work, to the type that just ignores it and, like the lower animals, remains quite unimpressed by the whole astonishing spectacle. There are three levels of my theory. 1. Non-conscious metacognitive level. 2. Conscious cognitive level. And 3. Symbolic output level. Non-conscious metacognitive level. The non-conscious metacognitive level is where 90 to 99% of the action in your mind is. Your thinking and thought building happen on this level. This level operates at about 400 billion actions per second and drives the conscious cognitive level. It operates 24 hours a day. Conscious cognitive level. The conscious cognitive level is where up to 10% of mind action is. It operates at about 2,000 actions per second, so it is much slower and is controlled by the metacognitive level. The cognitive level, in turn, drives the symbolic output level, which is what you say and do, what the world sees, the output of your thinking. This level operates when we are awake. Symbolic output level. The symbolic output level incorporates the five senses through which you express yourself and experience the world, serving as the contact between the external world and the internal world of your mind. Therefore, this model works in reverse as well, forming a perfect circle. So information comes through the five senses, is received consciously by the conscious cognitive level, and then passes into the non-conscious metacognitive level where, if you have paid attention and started thinking and choosing, it becomes a physical thought as a result of genetic expression, the making of proteins. This newly built physical thought will, in turn, impact your conscious cognitive and symbolic levels, and so the cycle goes on. 21-Day Brain Detox Plan. Whatever you think about the most will grow, so the more the cycle moves with a particular thought, the stronger it grows. This is, in essence, the quantum Zeno effect, QZE, taking place that I explained in Chapter 7. It takes around 21 days of this cycling for all the necessary protein changes to happen to create a long-term integrated memory. This is why my brain detox plan is for 21 days. You can't just apply a thought once and think change has happened. It takes repeated work for the QZE to take effect. Each day, something is happening to the thought in your non-conscious mind. So if you stop at day 4 or 5, which is often when people do give up, then the consequence will be that the memory denatures, which means it dies and becomes heat energy. Simply put, you forget. You feel the pull. It's important to note that we feel the pull of the sensory information coming in through the symbolic level, but we don't have to go there. These are the events and circumstances from the outside world. The events and circumstances from the outside world also enter into our minds and brains through electromagnetic and the quantum worlds, Chapter 7. Remember, we cannot control the events and circumstances of our lives, but we can control our reactions. Don't be reactive. Take time to slow down and think. See Chapters 4, 5, and 6. Our five senses activate an emotional response almost immediately, but if we don't take the time to process them, the unprocessed emotion will dominate. This is why all the keys I am describing in Part 1 of this book are so important. They help you deal with this pull. Satan tries to take advantage of the pull of the five senses through this symbolic level, and he would love it if you respond impulsively to them. But you are made in God's image with the mind of Christ, and Jesus told his disciples that all power had been given to him. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. If all power was given to Jesus, how much power does Satan have? None. When you truly let that sink in, you will realize that you control your reactions, your thinking, and your choices. What lies are you believing? It's through the senses that we receive Satan's lies, but, and this is important, we don't have to believe those lies. If we do believe them, we process them into physical realities through the conscious cognitive to the non-conscious metacognitive that form the substance of the nerve networks upon which we act. This means that if we listen to and believe the enemy's lies, we actually choose to process them into physical realities inside our brains. In doing so, we create the evil and act upon it. But we do not have to believe Satan's lies. We as humans create evil when we collapse these probabilities into actualities. Chapter 7. So evil does not come from God, obviously. Yet people often say that if God created everything, then he created evil as well. God has given us the power to create. This creative force can become good or evil through our choices. Current neuroscientific and quantum physics research confirms that our thoughts change our brains daily. In fact, neurological literature has coined the term self-directed neuroplasticity as a general description of the principle that deep thinking changes brain structure and function. This plastic ability of the brain to change in a positive or negative direction, depending on our state of mind, is called the plastic paradox. Positive plasticity produces positive behavior, and negative plasticity produces negative behaviors. Distorted love and truth get wired in. When we distort love and truth, we wire this perversion into our brains and, in a sense, create brain damage. This is not an exaggeration, because our brains are wired for love, not fear, and therefore all the circuits, neurochemical, neurophysiological, neurobiological, electromagnetic, and quantum, are geared up for healthy, not toxic thinking. If we allow ourselves to learn fear, it creates chaos and havoc in our brains. For example, one study showed that when patients with OCD remain toxic, obsessing and worrying about an issue, their brains showed damage and incorrect firing. The researcher saw a decrease in activity in the lateral prefrontal cortex, just above your temples, where the circuits would normally have generated and maintained strategy. The medial orbital frontal cortex, behind your eyes, became more imbalanced and busy, which meant their decision-making ability became impaired. In addition, the amygdala, deep inside the middle of your brain running backward from the corner of your eyes, showed less balanced activity, so the patients were not evaluating emotional significance correctly. All this negative brain activity changed positively once the researcher put the patients through a rigid, directed mental activity program. Essentially, the first three levels all describe mind activity, and the bottom level shows that this mind activity signals a change in brain structure. So my theory, the geodesic information processing theory, falls within the realm of cognitive neuroscience. I show in my theory that the brain works in neurological pillars and multiple parallel circuits, which means there is a lot of interconnectivity among the neurons. Essentially, the geodesic information processing theory deals with the science of thought. It is a description of how we think, choose, and build thoughts and the impact of this on our brain and behavior. It is our choices that make something out of nothing. This is basically cognitive neuroscience in action, the mind-brain connection. My Switch on Your Brain 21-Day Brain Detox Plan, which is based on my theory and research, is designed to help improve your thinking and choices and subsequent happiness and health. It is our choices that create healthy thought universes in our brain, or they turn the powerless lie into a toxic thought universe in our brain. This is the incredible power God has given us, to be able to think and choose and create reality. Automatization and riding a bicycle. After a period of repeated thinking about a choice over 2 to 3 cycles of 21 days, the new thought moves into the non-conscious metacognitive level, where it becomes part of our internal perception. This process is called automatization. A simple example of automatization is learning to ride a bicycle. Initially, it was difficult, and you wobbled all around. But as you practiced with determination, which means you applied the QZE, and intensely concentrated on the sequence of how to ride a bike, suddenly one day you were riding perfectly. It appeared as though having mastered the skill of bike riding meant you were not thinking about the process of cycling, because now you rode the bike automatically. But you were actually thinking very non-consciously. I know that makes no sense yet, so keep listening. All the focused, dedicated, and repeated practice you consciously put into the learning process over time created a very strong thought network. Once the skill was mastered with the repeated and focused practice, it moved from the conscious mind, cognitive level, to the non-conscious mind, metacognitive level. Even though you were not consciously aware of the how to ride a bicycle thought, it was very much alive, and it was the guiding force behind the cycling. So each time you got on your bike, this memory was still in your metacognitive non-conscious guiding your bicycle riding. And as you ride around on your bike, you bring that thought into your conscious mind, and it becomes malleable, plastic, and changeable. And a few new branches are added as you cycle over that challenging mountain path or speed jump over a log trying to keep up with your teenage son. So when you get off that bike, that cycling thought has become enriched from the experience you have just gone through. Automatization is a life principle. Automatization applies to everything in your life because everything you do and say is first a thought. This means nothing happens until you first build the thought, which is like the root of a tree buried under the ground. The thought produces words, actions, behavior, and so on, which can be compared to the tree, branches, leaves, flowers, and fruit you see above the ground. The roots under the ground are like the non-conscious metacognitive mind that nourishes and supports the tree, keeping it alive 24 hours a day. The non-conscious metacognitive mind operates and nourishes your conscious cognitive mind 24 hours a day. The non-conscious metacognitive mind is filled with the thoughts you have been building since you were in the womb, and they form the perceptual base from which you see life. Up to 99% of the decisions you make are based on what you have built and automatized into your non-conscious metacognitive level. If a person's non-conscious metacognitive mind is filled with negative, toxic trash, then that is what informs his or her decisions on a day-to-day basis, which means that person will speak and act from toxicity. This is metacognitive to cognitive to symbolic, as per my theory. Obviously, the opposite of toxicity is health. And we were originally designed by God for health because we are made in God's image. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. So we begin with health and then move away through bad choices. Most of the time, we are a mix of healthy and toxic. You determine the proportions of these two for yourself. You cannot sit back and wait to be happy and healthy and have a great thought life. You have to make the choice to make this happen. You have to choose to get rid of the toxic and get back in alignment with God. You can be overwhelmed by every small setback in life, or you can be energized by the possibilities they bring. Chapter 8 Summary 1. The Geodesic Information Processing Theory deals with the science of thought. It is a description of how we think, choose and build thoughts and the impact of this on our brain and behavior. 2. I show in my geodesic information processing theory that the brain works in neurological pillars and multiple parallel circuits, which means there is a lot of interconnectivity among the networks of the brain. 3. It is our choices that make something out of nothing. It's our choices that collapse the probabilities into actualities that define the state of our non-conscious metacognition, which in turn inform our conscious cognition and symbolic actions. 4. My Switch on Your Brain 21-Day Brain Detox Plan, which is based on my theory and research, is designed to help improve your thinking and choices and subsequent happiness and health. 5. It is our choices that either create healthy thought universes in our brain or turn the powerless lie into a toxic thought universe, which is essentially evil. This is the incredible power God has given us, to be able to think and choose and create reality. This reality can be good or evil based on our choices. 6. After a period of repeated thinking about the choice over 2 to 3 cycles of 21 days, the new thought moves into the non-conscious metacognitive level where it becomes part of our internal perception. This process is called automatization. 7. Everything you do and say is first a thought. 8. The non-conscious metacognitive mind is filled with the thoughts you have been building since you were born, and they form the perceptual base from which you see life. Now, as you move through part 2 of this book, remember the 8 keys from chapters 1 through 8 and refer back to them often to get the most out of the 21-day brain detox. 1. Mind controls matter. 2. Choice and your multiple perspective advantage. 3. Your choices change your brain. 4. Catch those thoughts. 5. Enter into directed rest. 6. Stop milkshake multitasking. 7. Thinking, God, and the quantum physics brain. 8. The science of thought. Now step into part 2 and switch on your brain. Part 2, The 21-Day Brain Detox Plan. Chapter 9, What is the 21-Day Brain Detox Plan? The hardest part about achieving peak happiness, thinking, and health is remembering that we can choose them. Achieving them is not accomplished by putting on a brave or happy face, nor are they attained by adopting an ostrich mentality and pretending that problems don't exist or that everything will always be great. The way to find this state is by harnessing the neuroplasticity God has designed in our brains and choosing to rewire or renew our mind. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. This is a lifestyle that will bring us ever closer in alignment to our original design of perfection, Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, of being made in God's image, Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. We can actively choose happiness rather than letting our external and internal world of wired-in and learned thoughts and our biology define happiness for us. We need to wire in positive thought networks that can fill us with the power to get us back on track. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. It is the implanted word that will save our souls. James chapter 1, verse 21. Who we are is where happiness lies, but this is so often blocked by who we have become. A simple tool that brings peace. Even though the 21-day brain detox plan is based on rigorous science and the Word of God, it is a simple tool to help bring peak happiness, thinking, health, and peace, not only into your life, but also into the lives of your loved ones. To detox your thought life, you need to remember it's your thinking that will actually change your brain. So you need to do consciously what your brain does on a non-conscious level to build a thought. You control your brain. Your brain does not control you. A simple brain sequence that makes things happen. In order to make this non-conscious to conscious process happen effectively, what you do each day is my 5-step switch on your brain learning process. This is a brain sequence based on my geodesic information processing theory, which describes the science of thought. See Chapter 8. This is a statistically significant and scientifically proven technique that I developed many years ago and have continued to develop and use over the years in my research and clinical experience to help people think and learn for lasting success. It is based on complex science that focuses on the dynamics of the thought process. The five-step switch on your brain learning process. The five-step switch on your brain learning process has at its heart focused, organized, and disciplined deep intellectual thinking to break down toxic thoughts and build up healthy thoughts, and in doing so, change your brain in a positive direction. This will result in peak thinking, happiness, and health. When applied daily within the correct time frames, it becomes a lifestyle of thinking that renews your mind, creates real change and freedom, and brings you ever closer to God. I am always excited to share this theory and process with people because of the joy it brings to see the positive change it makes in the lives of those who truly apply it. I demonstrated in my research in the early 1990s that the non-conscious metacognitive mind is much more powerful than the conscious cognitive mind. When you engage the non-conscious mind through deep thinking, you bring memories into the conscious mind in a vulnerable state, which means you can change them or reconceptualize them. I also found that when the memories go back into the non-conscious mind, they are more complex. You have not simply added information, you have redesigned the memories, and this can go in a positive or negative direction. Scientifically, this is called creative reconceptualization. As an individual, you are capable of making mental and emotional changes in your life. Through your thinking, you can actively recreate thoughts and, therefore, knowledge in your mind. God is revealing more each day. These research results have been reconfirmed recently, specifically related to post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, trauma. Kareem Nader, a professor at McGill University, has done groundbreaking research on memory that scientifically proves that we can renew our minds. More evidence of science catching up with the Bible. He shows that the emotional component of memories can be reconsolidated or changed when recalled into the conscious mind because they become vulnerable. So as a memory moves from the non-conscious mind to the conscious mind, it becomes vulnerable and susceptible to change. This is precisely what I proposed and found in my research. My documented results. Some of my documented results using this deep thinking brain engaging process were very exciting. My patients with closed head injuries showed between 110 to 140% increase in their academic results. This academic increase started within approximately 21 days of starting my five-step switch on your brain learning process. Furthermore, not only did it improve academic function, but intellectual, emotional, and social skills showed dramatic change as well. One patient in particular showed a better intellectual status, as evaluated on neuropsychological testing, after the accident than before. This means she increased her intelligence, according to the neuropsychologist, by up to 20 points post-accident, when normally intellectual scores decrease by 20 to 30 points after a traumatic brain injury. Her memory improvement was almost immediate and continued to improve dramatically over the 12 months of therapy. This improvement continued over time with her going on to further her studies and successfully moving into the work arena. Clinically, this patient became more organized and less confused, and she was perceived by her peers as being no different from them. This is a major feat because statistical estimates suggest that only 1/3 of patients who suffer traumatic brain injury might return to their previous lifestyle and gainful employment with traditional therapy. In contrast, the five-step switch on your brain learning process, my non-traditional therapeutic approach, works on metacognitive and cognitive mind issues. See Chapter 8. And the improvement in the metacognitive and cognitive mind issues carries over into intellect, emotions, and psychosocial functioning. Probably the most impactful is that the improvement carries over into everyday life and is therefore self-sustaining. We can all get control of our minds. At the same time I was working with traumatic brain injury, TBI patients, I also worked with students with learning problems as well as students who had no learning problems as such, but who wanted to improve their academic progress. My work also included adults pursuing further education and those in corporate life. In my doctoral research, I showed that significant changes in cognitive, academic, and psychosocial function happened in teachers and students alike when they applied my deep thinking brain technique. Across the board, I was seeing these same kinds of results. I trained thousands of teachers and therapists in my 5-step switch on your brain learning process, and they have in turn reached thousands of students and report great changes. Put your mind to it. I even saw this happening in the most challenging of situations back in my home country of South Africa. For many years, I worked with starving children who had literally not eaten for many days. In most cases, they didn't have two loving parents at home because at least one, if not both, had either died of AIDS or had been murdered, and they lived in squalid conditions with more than a 70% chance of having been exposed to some form of physical, sexual, or mental abuse. Yet they could not get enough of learning how to learn when I ran Switch on Your Brain courses in their schools. Even though I was working through the medium of academics in these schools, the sessions became like church services when those brave children recognized that they could use their minds to rise above their circumstances and that they could change their life with this incredible mind and brain God had given them. They saw learning as an exciting opportunity and wanted to be at school, despite the fact that there were often 100 hungry, dirty, traumatized children squeezed into a classroom where we would have only one textbook to work from and one old-fashioned chalkboard. They were desperate to learn and sat for hours listening raptly and hardly moving, as though trying to absorb everything I was teaching into every fiber of their being. It was a privilege to be there with those magnificent minds dressed in rags, and this was where I learned some of my greatest lessons about the power of choice and deep intellectual thought to change the mind. It's not a heavy burden. Some researchers who visited Soweto, South Africa, where I worked for years, have compared these amazing children in Soweto to Harvard students, though you could not have two more different worlds. Their results showed that 95% of the Soweto children said they loved schoolwork and learning. In comparison, about 80%, 4 out of 5, of the Harvard students suffered from depression so debilitating they could not function. This is shocking, considering that Harvard has some of the brightest minds, magnificent facilities, and is mentioned often as the gold standard of education. When you see choosing to change your mind and to learn as a heavy burden, you miss out on the opportunities in front of you. When you see choosing to change your mind and to learn as a wonderful privilege, suddenly you see the opportunities. What I saw in the people I have worked with over the years, some of whom are described in the studies in earlier chapters, was a mindset that chose to change and excel. They chose not to allow their difficult life experiences to block them. They chose to change. They chose not to succumb to the pressure, nor to get stuck in a neutral position and settle for the status quo. Do you want to choose to change? Choosing life is the mindset that brings renewal and revival. This is what I hope my 21-day brain detox plan will help you achieve. Chapter 9 Summary. 1. You have to choose to have a controlled thought life and to be happy and healthy. Everyone can learn how to improve their thinking, learning, and intelligence. 2. We need to wire in positive thought networks that can fill us with the power to get us back on track. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. 3. Even though the five steps of the Switch On Your Brain learning process that are used daily in the 21-day brain detox are based on rigorous science and the Word of God, they are a simple tool to help bring peak happiness, thinking, and health not only into your life, but also the lives of your loved ones. 4. To detox your thought life, you need to remember it's your thinking that will actually change your brain. 5. Science is catching up with the Bible daily. 6. If you put your mind to it, you can achieve what God says you can achieve. 7. You control your brain. Your brain does not control you. Chapter 10. How and Why the 21-Day Brain Detox Plan Works. The Switch On Your Brain 21-Day Brain Detox Plan technique is a rigorous, disciplined, daily routine that becomes a lifestyle of renewing your mind. It is a lifestyle of neuroplastically rewiring your nerve networks. It is driven by you, but led by the Holy Spirit. It gets you into a state of deep, intellectual, introspective self-reflection, activating all 8 keys I described in Part 1. Your daily routine. Once you have worked through this book and mastered the concepts, and take your time with this, it's worth not rushing through. Your daily routine will take 7 to 10 minutes minimum, although some like to go longer. During this time, you will be doing 5 steps daily for 21 days. These 5 steps are based on my research on the science of thought and the brain, see Chapter 8, and are called the 5-step Switch On Your Brain learning process. You can do up to 17 21-day brain detox plan cycles per year. Research shows that deep thinking exercises repeated daily over a period of 21 days help create long-lasting change. Your year can start whenever you want it to. So if you have picked up this book in September, for example, then you simply work through the book during September and then begin your year in October. Who needs this? Everyone. As you have seen from the 8 keys discussed in Part 1, no one is exempt from mind issues. From the moment God created us with free will, we entered a realm of creative responsibility for our choices. It is obviously a highly complex process, but I have simplified the Switch On Your Brain technique sequence into 5 steps. 1. Gather. 2. Focused reflection. 3. Write. 4. Revisit. 5. Active reach. You are doing your own brain surgery. Each of these steps activates phenomenal and complex neurophysiology and neurobiology. So in essence, what you will be doing with the 5 steps is bringing the toxic thought into consciousness and then proceeding over 21 days to destroy it. See Chapter 8. Mind controls matter, as we learned in Part 1. At the same time, you will be growing a healthy new thought to replace the toxic one. So you will be consciously and simultaneously building up healthy thoughts and tearing down toxic thoughts. You work on only one thought network each 21-day cycle, breaking down the toxic and simultaneously building up the healthy. You can repeat the cycle. You may repeat a cycle if you feel you haven't fully dealt with the issue. Many times we start working through something only to discover the root issue a few days in. That's fine. Just focus in on the root issue for the rest of the 21 days and then redo the cycle. 21 days is just the minimum time needed to build the neural network. What this means is that it takes repeated updating or rethinking through information in a sequenced way for it to take root and form a stable memory. If this reinforcement does not take place over the 21 days, then the newly found neural network will decay in less than a month. If you don't use the memory, the proteins it is made from will denature, and the memory will disassemble. Wherever there is more thinking activity, there will be more wiring. Whatever you think about the most will grow, because thinking stimulates the genetic expression required to make proteins. Every hour, the connections are doubling. You may also just feel at the end of the cycle that the toxic thought was so dominant or strong that it warrants working on it another 21 days. Sometimes there is a lot of guilt and condemnation or I can't mindsets that can keep you from progressing. These mindsets alone require a 21-day brain detox before the next issue can be tackled. Pay more attention to the new healthy memory. This is why it is so important to build up the new healthy memory and pay more attention to it rather than to the toxic memory you are breaking down. Repeated replaying is central to the process of creating durable long-term memories. And remember, this works in both the negative and positive direction. As you move through the five steps and into deep, focused reflection, your brain will have moments of insight that are accompanied by bursts of high-frequency gamma waves in the brain. These create an ideal mindset for learning and integration across the brain. Neurons have their own rhythmic activity, almost like an internal chatter, and changes in these fluctuations underlie how we perceive things. It is our choice to pay attention that influences this internal chatter in a positive or negative direction. You want as much of this happening over the 21 days as possible because it will enhance your effectiveness. We need to be almost obsessive in our desire to change, to be perfect, therefore, as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, NIV. So many good things are happening. The brain is always learning how to learn, always changing. As you use the five-step switch on your brain learning process through the 21 days, you are influencing so many good things to happen. Here are just a few. When you think deeply and are learning, BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, is released to consolidate the connections between neurons to enhance recall in the future. This BDNF also promotes increase in the fatty substance called myelin, which insulates the nerves. This is a good thing, because increased myelination means faster thinking and better memory. As you start paying attention and focusing your thinking, BDNF is released, and this in turn increases attention by activating the nucleus basalis. And when the nucleus basalis is turned on, the brain becomes extremely plastic and ready to change, build, and rewire, and therefore renew. The work doesn't end at 21 days. At the end of the 21-day cycle, the toxic thought is gone, and the new healthy thought is like a tiny new plant that will need nurturing to grow. Our thinking is that nurturing. This means that if you don't practice using it, it will not be properly automatized. See Chapter 8. And it is very possible that your mind will shift back to regrowing that toxic thought. To avoid this, you make a conscious effort to practice using the new thought as much as you can until you reach automatization. Automatization means that particular way of thinking or reacting embedded in the new thought tree has become an automatic part of you. You do it driven by the non-conscious mind, not the conscious mind. So to make sure that you have automatized the new healthy memory, research shows you will need to consciously practice using it daily for at least two more 21-day cycles, or 63 days total. Please continue to consciously keep practicing using the new habit until you feel comfortable, which can even sometimes take between 84 and 154 days of consciously using the new healthy thought. The point is that the duration or automatization of the habit formation is likely to differ based on what you are trying to do, and of course, the uniqueness of who you are as a person. As long as you continue doing, which I call an active reach, the fifth step that you do each day, consistently in a given situation, the healthy new way of thinking, the healthy habit, will form. Bumps, lollipops, and mushrooms. In the brain, automatization physically looks like lots more tree branches that are thick and well-established, with many branches interconnecting with other thought networks. And if you could zoom in closely to the connections the branches grow from, you would see little things called spines. These spines change shape, from a bump at around 7 days, to a lollipop shape at around 14 days, to a mushroom shape at around 21 days as the thought becomes stronger. This is because the proteins change progressively by day 21, with peak changes being at 7 and 14 days, to become self-sustaining proteins, which are like a long-term memory. This applies in both the negative and positive direction. This is the concept of the plastic paradox I spoke of earlier. And even a long-term memory can be broken down. If after wiring out a toxic thought, you have stopped using the healthy new thought and revert back to the toxic thought, you reverse the process you went through in the first place, breaking down the healthy thought and rebuilding the toxic thought. This is why we need to make a choice to be alert, practicing the presence of God by sharpening our conscience and listening to our intuition. This is what creates a lifestyle of renewing the mind. So at the end of the 21 days, you integrate the new healthy thought into your lifestyle, into your repertoire of reactions to life, so that you keep strengthening that reaction. It can take anywhere from 3 to 4 21-day cycles to automatize the healthy new thought pattern and to make sure the toxic thought doesn't grow back. A lot also depends on the individual, the thought pattern you are detoxing, and the healthy replacement pattern you are building. So for some thoughts, it might take 1 21-day cycle, and for other thoughts, it might take more, as I explained earlier. The 21-day brain detox plan is a deliberate practice. The best way to change, learn, and build memory meaningfully is through deliberate and disciplined practice. This is not mindless repetition. The 5 steps of the Switch on Your Brain technique in the 21-day brain detox plan include deliberate, conscious setting of goals, obtaining immediate feedback, and concentrating as much on the process as on the outcome. The 21-day brain detox plan will work best when you set the challenge just beyond the edge of your comfort zone. A challenge is good for you. We are designed as deeply intelligent beings, and our minds and brains respond to and rise up to challenge. In fact, they get better. You are made from God's perfectness, but it is up to you to create your expertise in life. God gives us the blueprint, but we need to choose to make it happen. The point is that you are playing to win, and you don't give up. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 3, verse 14, NIV. As you go through this process, you will be fulfilling what God calls us to do in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, renewing the mind, and in Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. In the next 5 chapters, I will explain each of the 5 steps of my Switch on Your Brain technique. It is necessary to get a deep understanding of each of these steps so you can use them properly on a daily basis. If you skip a step or only sort of use the step, the changes you create will also be sort of and not effective. There will be questions interspersed in the text. Please stop to take a moment to answer the questions, because they will help you experience and understand the Switch on Your Brain process much more deeply, and it will make it easier to apply the 21-day brain detox plan. The questions help you start understanding how to get into the mindset that will increase your chance of success. Chapter 10 Summary. 1. The 21-day brain detox plan is a deliberate, disciplined, and rigorous renewing of the mind lifestyle, not a one-time activity. 2. Your daily routine will